Well, hello, my beautiful people. Yes, you're right. You are on the car, which means you're about to have one hell of a podcast. I know I've been gone for a minute, and for that, I kind of apologize. Not really. I've been busy as shit. I've also had not the time to breathe. And I've low-key been falling in love, so let's catch the fuck up. All of this comes to a conclusion, because I'm sure you're probably wondering, well, what does your, like, everyday life have anything to do with burning the fuck out? That's why. That's why. Burning the fuck out has been actually killing me. And I'm going to get into that. But I want you to know that just starting this podcast off with a very positive affirmation of the fact that you're doing your very fucking best. And I want you to know that if your 100% is not enough for someone, with love, shake hands, and walk the fuck away. And if somebody's 100% is not enough for you, shake hands and walk the fuck away. If there's anything that I took from my last relationship in regards to growing myself as a human, he would look at me and he would say, Jocelyn, I'm giving you my 100%. And I'm like, Kai, that's not enough. And I'm going to drop his name because we all know who he is. I'm like, Kai, that's not enough. And the thing is, it's not that it wasn't enough. It was that I needed more support than 100% that he could give me at that time. He was giving me his 100% while working, while growing, while becoming a better human. Like, he was working on himself, too. So he was having to give himself 100%, too. And so there was not enough for me. And that's completely okay. It just meant we weren't the right fit. And that's totally fine. You know what I mean? But if anything, I learned that giving your 100% to people is all you can give. There's none of that 110 shit. No. I gave you 100. I gave you 100. That's all I got in me. And if that's not enough, then I'm not right for you, and that's okay. And I need you to be okay with being okay with that, because that's a really fucking difficult thing to be okay with. Ooh, who is that? Mommy. Anyways, we'll get into him in a second. I gotta get out of this parking garage, and there are too many damn people. Also, fun fact, somebody stole the little bar thing for this parking garage, and I was cracking up like a motherfucker. But, okay. Let's get into it. So, let's start with, we got the three pillars, right? So, let's start with love. Love, 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 love. We all know that we love a good love story, so let me tell you about mine. So, there's this guy, and he might be listening to this podcast, actually, because he is such a supportive fucking human. He might be listening to this podcast, and you know what? Thank you. Thank you. I adore you, and you know that. So, neither here nor there. There's this guy, and he is a gym and a half. I'm not going to drop his name yet because I don't know what's going to come of this, so I'm not dropping his name, but he's a gym and a half, and I know that one of these days, if you guys do ever get to meet him, because we all know I have not had a single guest on my podcast. Like, I have recorded episodes, but then I've, like, listened to them back, and I'm like, I'm not in love with it. It's not giving what my podcast needs to give. Like, the branding isn't right there. And I am a lover of branding, so I will make sure that my shit aligns no matter what. Like, you will not catch me slipping in regards to branding. If there is one thing I know better than the back of my hand, it is that. So neither here nor there, there's this guy. He's a gym and a half. I mean, like, when I say gym and a half, I mean two gyms. Like, this man is absolutely fucking amazing. And I really do hope he's listening to this, honestly, because I don't think I tell him this kind of shit enough. And what's funny about all of this, I haven't known him very long. Like, it's been a very new relationship. We actually met a couple weeks ago, I believe. He is in the military. He is in the Air Force specifically. And I don't even know where to start. Like, he's just a great human. Like, if you saw me on this other side of this fucking screen right now, like, if I actually did YouTube like I said I was going to, then you would know that I'm fucking cheesing, like, mad right now. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. But neither here nor there, this guy, gym and a half, in the military, he's actually in Alaska right now. He came to LA for a trip. And so, like, we all know I'm on Tinder. Not shocking. Jocelyn's got to get her bag, but also, like, some companionship every now and then. So, I'm on Tinder, and he just kind of, like, pops up. And he was a super like, right? So, like, I usually don't pick super likes, no mind. Like, I'm like, okay, you did that on accident. Like, whatever. You didn't mean to super like me. And he, like, slides to my DMs, and he asked me for a book recommendation. He didn't ask me to get off my Kindle or, hey, you want to fuck? Like, it was literally, hey, I see you read a lot. What's a book recommendation? And when I tell you, like, I went back and I read our messages today because I'm like, he says we talk a lot. I don't feel like we talk that much, so I'm curious. And so I went back and I read it, and I was like, we really didn't talk that much before we met up. But I knew that there was some sort of connection there, and I was actually really excited about this date. I became really nervous, so I get nervous and have a tendency to back out. I self-sabotage low-key. But I'm also a person of my word in regards to if I told somebody I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up. I might forget to post a podcast. I might forget to send an email. But what I'm not going to do is leave you high and dry. That is the last thing I'm doing, the very last thing I'm going to do. Because I've had that happen to me, not in regards to, like, being stood up on a date, but in regards of, like, just people telling me they're going to be there for me, and then they're not. And that's really sad. So I had actually, like, went to the beach that day, and I really thought about canceling. When I tell you I really thought about canceling, I really thought about canceling. And it's not because I didn't fuck with the guy. It was because I was so nervous. I'm like, I don't feel like, I don't know. Like, usually guys talk to me another, like, you know, week before they invite me out. And this guy just, like, set a reservation and said, hey, be ready by this time. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, what the hell? And so, like, I'm just, like, low-key nervous. And I rarely get nervous. Like, anybody that knows me knows I'm never nervous. Like, I am that bitch whenever I walk in a room, and everybody knows that. And so I was nervous as all get up, absolutely fucking terrified. And so I walk in a perch. I'm 15 minutes late. Also not shocking. I'm consistently late at this point. I'm at least 5 minutes late to everything I go do. And so I'm 15 minutes late. I pull up, and I didn't tell him this, so if he's listening to this, he's gonna be a little upset maybe. I can't remember his name for the life of me. I'm terrible with names now. I don't know what got into me, but I can't remember anybody's name anymore. But I felt so bad because I had to go back to the app and look up what his fucking name was. I was like, oh my God, what is his name? Because we hadn't even shared phone numbers yet. So I was like, oh shit, I can't remember. And so, like, I go, and I found his name, obviously, all is well. And I walk up, and he's, like, standing in the lobby. And when I tell you, it was the cutest little moment. Like, I don't think he remembers it in regards to, like, it felt like time moved a little slower. And, you know, anytime I can get time to move slower, I hold on to that feeling. Like, time moves so fast for me. I'm always so fucking tired. I'm always so busy. Like, I like it whenever time moves a little slower. And he looked at me and, like, went to stand up, and it was, like, you know, one of those slow-mo moments in a movie whenever this, like, the princess and the prince, like, find each other, and they just, like, see each other, and they cross the crowded room, and it's, like, this slow-mo moment? That's what it kind of felt like, and it was just the cutest little thing, and, you know, at that moment, I got even more nervous, because I'm, like, oh, shit, and, like, you know, he doesn't, and what's really funny about all of this is, like, I'm 5'11", I try not to admit it, I hate my height, I'm 5'11", he is, like, 5'7", 5'8", and so he's a little shorter than me, and I am used to finding shorter guys. Like, that's typically who I end up with in regards to, like, actually dating someone, because they're just better fucking humans. I don't know what it is with anybody over 6 foot, but they're terrible fucking people, and so, but he's a little shorter than me, but when I tell you, we sat at Perch and talked for 3 hours. Anybody that's familiar with LA knows that, like, Perch is a nice little restaurant, but they are also pretty packed out. They're pretty busy. So, like, for us to sit there for 3 hours uninterrupted and nobody kick us out, I was shook to my core, first of all. Because, like, I'm shook at the fact that y'all didn't kick us out. I was very much so prepared for them to be like, y'all gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't care where you don't gotta go home, but you gotta get out of here. And I was like, solid, you know? But, like, we didn't even get, like, kicked out of Perch, nothing. And I did not want to stop talking to him. I did not want him to leave. At this point, I didn't realize, like, I thought he was saying, like, he was in California. I thought that he meant that he was, like, moved. I thought he said he had moved to California. Like, I misunderstood. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to him and everything, and I don't want to leave. When I say I don't want to leave, I mean I do not want to leave. We are fighting tooth and nail to leave each other because we don't want to. We don't want to. And so I'm not turning on my blinker. That's annoying as shit. I'm sitting in the Starbucks line forever, so I'm not turning that on. But anyways, we did not want to leave each other. It was a cute little moment. He ended up going and meeting up with his friends. I went home because I was exhausted, and I would have to change my outfit, and I didn't want to change my outfit. But he ended up going out with his friends, and he was going to actually ditch them and come with me, which he said multiple times since we've gotten, like, comfortable with each other. And I found it so funny because he's like, if I wasn't a man of my word, I would definitely ditch them right now. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, go hang out with your friends. And he's like, ugh, but I don't want to. This whole thing. But it was a cute little moment. And what gets me in all of this is, like, he was leaving, right? He knew he was fucking leaving. And I give him shit for this now. But, like, he didn't kiss me. He did not kiss me. I got a hug. I got my door opened in my Uber. I got my check paid for. Like, I got all of the gentlemanly things. And not a kiss on the first date, which is, like, top-tier gentlemanly. I need people to know that if that man does not kiss you on the first date, that's a green flag, in my opinion. Any person that I have, like, had a good relationship with, I have not kissed them the first date. A kiss has not happened the first date. And I especially have not slept with them the first date. Like, any of my long-term relationships, I have not kissed them until, like, second or third date. Like, I'm telling you. And I know that whenever I see this man, I'm going to fucking attack him. Because at this point, I feel like we've been on a date every day with how much I talk to him. But, like, I want to kiss him so bad. And so he ends up leaving early Monday morning. And I didn't know that he was leaving early Monday morning. Because he had said something about trying to see me on Sunday. And I was like, I'd love to see you tomorrow. Like, I don't think I have anything planned. Well, then he never really mentioned anything. And he said he never mentioned anything because he didn't know if I wanted to go out. And I'm just like, no, I wanted to see you again. It was just a whole little moment. Whatever. But he's now back home. And we have been talking. And when I tell you I don't like being on the phone with people that much anymore, I am on the phone with him as often as I fucking can be. Falling asleep with this man on the phone, waking up to his voice. Like, I tell you, I am fucking simping over this man. And he sent me flowers and a teddy bear the other day. And the note was, oh my God, adorable. Oh my God, adorable. Like, it was literally like, I have a picture of it somewhere because I knew that I was probably going to lose the note. So I took a picture of it. But it was just like, you know, to my sweet, beautiful Josephine. And I was just like, all these cute little things. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to fucking die. Like, oh my God. This man is so nice to me. Like, and it sucks that I'm like so like flabbergasted by a man being nice to me. But he's so nice to me. Like, his contact photo, is literally one that I'm like, you look like you're about to say something super sweet to me. That's why it's his contact photo, is because it looks like he's going to say something super sweet to me. He told me, he's like, I always say sweet things to you. And I'm like, I know. That's the point. But anyways, so that's him. I'm supposed to see him again here soon, so we'll hope for the best. I'm crossing my fingers that it's like next weekend because I miss him a lot. But I am very excited to see him again. And I haven't had a long-distance relationship, obviously, since high school. So this is going to be interesting in regards to seeing how it grows, seeing what happens. And I'm obviously going to keep y'all updated. I obviously really fuck with him, so he's probably not going to leave anytime soon. So welcome to another regular on the O Josephine podcast. But let's get into career. So that's all love. I haven't really been talking to anybody else. He's really been my only focus, honestly, and that could be, I think, a great thing and a terrible thing all at once, because if this doesn't work out, I'm going to be pissed that I, like, lost my hot girl summer. But if it does work out, I'm going to be totally happy with it, you know? we'll all run it by ear. And I'm not officially off the market, so I do still run the streets a little bit. I can't lie. I'm still out there. But I'm definitely not as outside as I was. Also, I think my tonsils are swollen, or I'm, like, severely dehydrated. Because the way my throat has been killing me the past few days is ridiculous. Like, it's not been killing me. It's just, like, I can tell that, like, I've been nervous swallowing. And I did it a lot during COVID, but, like, it's been bad. Like, since about Monday, I've definitely been feeling a little ick. Just ick. And so I don't know if I'm just, like, not sleeping enough or if I'm not, like, I don't really know what's going on. I'm also very stressed. I'm overwhelmed, and I think I'm burnt out. So let's get into the career. Hold up. What are the three pillars again? We got love, career. These are the only things I really pay attention to. I mean, my personal life's vibing. Family. Oh, family. Duh. LOL, that's hilarious. My family's vibing. Terrence is moving out of Maine. He is coming home for a week, or I say coming home. I'm not there, so it's obviously not that great, but he's going to Arkansas for a week. And then he is doing his research position, and he's very excited about that. He's there all summer long, so he'll be in a cooler climate this summer. He's stoked about that. But yeah, it's Mother's Day this weekend. Terrence is celebrating with Mom. I will celebrate her the next time I see her. I'm definitely not going to celebrate her right this second because I cannot make it back to Arkansas this weekend. But yeah, I'm excited. I am just like, I'm very happy for him. I'm happy that Mom will have Terrence home for Mother's Day. That's always, she always loves that whenever one of us is there for the big moments. Everybody else is vibing. I don't think there's any issues. Caitlin is graduating. She seems pretty stoked about that. But yeah, all is well over there. And then let's talk about OPAS. Let's go back to that love thing for a second. This man, I don't want children. And I've said that. And like the thing is, it's like, it's not that I don't want children. I've always been told I'm going to be a terrible mother. So I told myself I didn't want children to avoid the want of wanting children. So I've just always been like, oh, I'm going to be a bad mom. So I don't even fucking want kids, you know? But recently, with my growth in my leadership and just me as a human, I realized I actually do fucking want kids. Like, this world sucks, yeah, but I want to put more beautiful humans on this planet that will try to change the world the same way I do. So I really, 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 really do want kids. Obviously not right now. Probably closer to like 25, 26. I'm thinking about children. And I'm not setting a time that I have to have kids by or anything, or a goal even. Like, I just straight up just, I want kids. Like, that would be nice. So, that's good, whatever. But he wants kids too, so that's great. And he makes me very happy. Like, he makes me one that I would be like, I'd fucking have your babies. I can't front. Like, I would have your children. But neither here nor there. Now that we got all deep and everything. Let's hop into career. Now, this is the shit that's burning me the fuck out. So, as you know, I own two companies. I have this podcast, I do some freelance, and I also have my 9-to-5. Now, the thing is, as you've probably seen at this point, I have this master marketing campaign running, and it is called the Irregular Love Story Missing Campaign. Now, if you've noticed on Irregular Exposure, use hashtag Irregular Love Story. This is about a very big announcement that we have, and it's a very exciting announcement. Like, I'm actually really fucking stoked. But all of that's coming out later in the month, but neither here nor there, we started this missing campaign. The whole process of the missing campaign was us to actually go quiet for the entirety of May. Like, it wasn't, you were not going to hear from Regular Exposure or a Regular Jess. We were quiet. And we've been very quiet, honestly. Like, I really haven't been posting on the page. I have been staying quiet over there. I post, you know, once a day to once every other day. It really just depends. But neither here nor there, we went quiet. Now, the thing is, this campaign technically is a sub-campaign to a six-month-long campaign. Now, I know that sounds really weird because you don't hear campaigns lasting that long in marketing. It's very fast, especially in fashion. Like, it's a quick campaign for the most part. Like, you have, like, a two-week campaign, a one-month campaign. Like, I ran a Kiwi campaign last year, and that was a very successful campaign. We moved over 700 units of Kiwi rugged sets, but in that campaign, it only lasted, I think, 6 weeks, and then I was out. So it just lasted until supplies lasted, you know? But neither here nor there, this campaign is a six-month-long campaign. And the reason I'm so excited about this is when I tell you I put my whole foot in this campaign, I mean that with my entire body. But the thing is, it's like pre-campaign, during-campaign, post-campaign. So the campaign itself only actually lasts about 8 weeks. Post-campaign is where the heaviest of all of this comes in. So it's like we have it ending in the middle of June area where everything's kind of out in the open. After that, it's just leveraging on the campaign. So it's post-campaign work. So there's 6 to 8 weeks that are just heavy work in this fucking campaign. And, like, I'm cool with it. I obviously came up with the campaign, so I'm more than happy to be in with it for that long. However, this is really testing my organization skills, my leadership skills, my time management, and it's burning me the fuck out. I am exhausted. I'm exhausted. But the thing is, it's, like, it's burning me out in a way that I don't, like, it's a necessary burnout, I feel. Like, it's a burnout that helps you survive the corporate world. And, like, obviously, we're creative. We're not even, like, corporate. We're creatively corporate is what I always say. And so, like, we're not even, like, to the point of, like, you know, Fashion Nova corporate. Like, we're just, we pull in corporate things in regards to organization structure, but we definitely move more creatively. Like, we are a creative brand, obviously. And so I am, like, talking to myself half the days and being like, okay, we need this. And it's a to-do list that's literally 12 miles long. And I've always been busy at my job. Like, there are very rare days that I don't have anything to do. If I don't have anything to do, then something's wrong. Like, there is something wrong in regards to sales are either too low, or we don't have any communication from ambassadors or press or something. Like, there's something going on. And so with that, I really do my best to make sure I always got something to do. Because if I don't got something to do, then somebody's not making money, and that's me. So, and that's why all of these things come into play. And so with that being said, I have noticed that this past month, whenever this campaign started, which it started the first Wednesday of May, this campaign has drugged me through the dirt. And I know that that will only make my next campaign better, but it has exhausted me. I don't sleep, but for a very small amount of time. Like, I feel bad because I almost said his name. Alaska military boy will be on the phone with me, and he'll note, like, he noticed the other day, him and his best friend were talking, and I was on FaceTime with him, and I had woke up. I'd fallen asleep at, like, 10:30, 11. I stayed at Soho House earlier this week, and I woke up at, like, 10:30, 11, and, or I went to sleep at 10:30-ish, 11, and I woke up, like, 2 to 2:30, and so I only slept, like, 4 to 5 hours. And I woke up, and I was like, oh, he hasn't called me. So I called him, and I talked to him until literally 7 a.m., and I slept until 9:30 after that. Like, I fell asleep at 7 and slept until 9:30. Like, that's, the, like, I've hit that point of burnout to where my sleep schedule is fucked. I don't really have much of a personal life at this point. Like, I really only talk to this guy and, like, go to the gym. And even then, I don't make it to the gym that frequently because I really don't fucking want to. Like, I'm tired. And I work on my businesses whenever I have any sort of spare time. And it's because I have people depending on me over there. And so it's just, like, it's all been a lot. It's all been a lot. It makes me happy. Like, I'm happy to be doing this. I'm so happy to have the life I have. Like, not everyone is as lucky. I don't even say that. I worked my ass off to get this life, and I'm very happy I get to live it. I'm very happy I get to live it. And so I am continuing to work my ass off. I've got to actually make a mood board this weekend. I have it on my to-dos to make a new mood board of what I want to see in the next, you know, like, six-ish months. We're almost to the end of, I mean, like, we're in halfway in between. We're halfway through quarter two. And so I'm just really wanting to make sure that, you know, I make not only my last two quarters of the year the most successful two quarters of my life, because these first two have been good. Like, the first quarter, insanely successful. The second quarter, we've hit a little bit of a slump in regards to me as a human, and just, like, my general, like, personal career, everything kind of hit a little bit of a slump. We didn't go down. There isn't, like, we didn't go backwards, but it definitely has hit a little slump. It's hit a little bit of difficulty. So with that being said, we've been kind of pushing through this quarter, making sure we survive. And quarter two is a tough one for many people in the industry, many people in all industries, so this isn't really a stress. I mean, it's a stress, obviously, but it's not, like, shocking. It's not breaking news by any means. So that being said, we've hit a little bit of a slump, and I want to make sure that I'm refocused for quarter three, quarter four. As you know, quarter three and quarter four are always big quarters in any industry, but quarter four is crazy big just for the pure fact of Black Friday, so I'm trying to set up all my ambassadors and everything for quarter three, as well as get everything prepped, like, start moving for quarter four. Like, in marketing, I've learned I have to not only be in the right now, but I also have to be literally 9 months ahead, and that's exhausting. It's actually really fucking exhausting. It forces you to think a lot. That's literally all I do. Why are we not moving? Okay, thanks. Like, get off your fucking phone. Like, why in the world did that much time pass? You just zoomed to the window. Jesus fuck. Anyways, why none of us honk our horn? The world may never know. But neither here nor there. I'm trying to get through this because I want to have this podcast finished before I order my stuff. But neither here nor there. The thing with career burnout I've learned is that I've learned a lot about myself, not only as me as a person, how I best run my things, how I best understand myself, but how I best lead my team. I've learned I am a good leader, but there are always rooms for improvement. I'm never going to be a better leader by doing the same thing I've always done. So I have to force myself to change. And I don't mind changing myself whenever it comes to being better for other humans. I am someone that will ride or die for my team. Like, I want to make sure they're successful. I want to make sure that they are happy, that they have all the tools they need to be successful. Like, I'm that bitch when it comes to being a boss. Like, I have been complimented on how good of a boss I am. I hold people accountable as much as I can without making them feel like they're in trouble. I never want anyone to feel like they're in trouble unless you've literally done something that forces you to be in trouble. Like, there is a reason. Like, if I come to you and I'm like, yo, I love you so much, but what the fuck is that? Then that is usually how I approach those conversations. I don't like stiff conversations. I feel like they're so uncomfortable for everyone involved, and sometimes a little discomfort is necessary, but you can do that in a way that is not making them feel like they're in the principal's office. There is no reason at the grown age of 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, should feel like they're in the fucking principal's office. Like, that is so fucked up. That is so fucked up. And so it's like, and if you are on the verge of termination or some shit like that, you know. Like, you know you've been fucking up. You know you're about to get fucking canned. Like, there's no need for the stuffiness, you know what I mean? So having said, I really try to take more of a calm, casual approach to everything. And even in regards to, like, talking to my employees just every day, they know about my dating life. I know about theirs. They know about, you know, what we did over the weekend. I know about theirs. We know how drunk we got over the weekend. Like, we have fun with each other. And I make it a point to make sure that they feel comfortable talking to me, because I understand that in the hierarchy, it's like the CEO, then it goes me, and then it goes the rest of my team. We're all fully aware of this hierarchy. So the only way that I can ensure that my team is comfortable is to ensure that they know that this portion of the hierarchy is really here to listen to them and not necessarily, like, I will discipline you. But it's kind of like I want to be a cool mom. Like, I don't want to be the boss that you hate talking to or that you don't feel like you can come to whenever you need something or, you know, anything like that. Like, I want to be that boss that you're like, oh, yeah, I can talk to her about anything. Like, she's, like, someone I look up to. You know what I mean? So that being said, I've really been, like, focusing on that, and I've just been tired from trying to capitalize on everything in regards to my career. Trying to take advantage of every single opportunity in front of me has proven itself to be very difficult, and not difficult in the fact that, like, I have to turn down opportunities, because the thing is, I don't want to turn them down right now. Like, I'm in my moment. Like, if I'm going to work my ass off, now's the moment. Now's the time to do that. There is no reason that I should have any sort of free time. You know what I mean? Like, I am a person that it's like, I saw this TikTok today, and I was like, in your 20s, you're like, I'm in that hard space where it's like, I can either be a party girl and go out and get drunk every weekend and fuck anything that moves, or I can try and find a guy and, like, maybe actually be married and with children by the end of my 20s, or I can, you know, like, you know, really work on my career and just have this crazy business, or I can, you know, just work my 9-to-5 and just live a normal life. Like, you know, you're sitting here and you're like, these are my four options. What am I going to do? And honestly, it's a no-brainer for me. Like, I'm a firm believer you can pick two, and I've picked my two. So I'm having a blast over here. I'm tired as shit, but I'm probably about to pull an all-nighter because that's what I do. I'm excited to do that. This is my shit. This is my, I love what I do. I love how I do it, and I'm only focused on getting better at doing it. So I want you to know that even if you're feeling a moment of burnout right now, just like I am, I'm burnt the fuck out. I'm tired. But I tell you what, like, a burnt piece of toast, you can still scrape off. You can scrape off that burn, and you can get right back to that wholesome center. So that is what I want you to think about. I want you to think about the fact that, yeah, I might be burnt the fuck out, but give me, like, 5 minutes. I'm going to be back on my feet. I'm going to be vibing, you know? So I think that allowing yourself to have some grace, allowing yourself to understand that, like, this shit sucks every now and then. It's going to suck. You, mentally, you're not going to do well every now and then. But make sure you got that support system. But I love you. I hope you have a great day, week, whatever it may be, and I will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.